This will be a visualization meditation on Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. And we will recite the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra during this practice, if you'd like to join in that and you don't know the mantra. It's on page 7 of the prayer book. So we start ensuring that we have a comfortable posture. We feel grounded the way we're sitting, supported by the earth. And the back is straight, alert. The shoulders are back and down. And the body is relaxed. And now taking 3 deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath. And now setting our motivation. May all my actions of body, speech, and mind be in accord with the Dharma, be of benefit to sentient beings everywhere. We start to quieten the mind by focusing our attention on the breath as it comes and goes at the nostrils. Just observing the natural breathing there. I'm not grasping to do this, not pushing. Just gently watching, observing the natural process of breathing, the air coming and going at the nostrils. And now we will commence the visualization practice. So in the space in front of us, we visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha sitting on his throne. So the object is at the height of your forehead, at a distance of about 1 body length away, facing you. The entire visualization is made of pure light, so nothing to do with physical matter. The throne is a square platform, fully and perfectly adorned with all precious jewels, and supported by 8 white snow lions, 2 at each corner, visualized as alive and made of light. On the throne there is a white lotus, and on the lotus are the sun and moon discs, cushions of light, for Guru Shakyamuni, who is seated upon them. His holy body is made of pure golden light, and light rays emanate from every pore, streaming outward in all directions. And through each beam go numberless manifestations of the Buddha, which reach all sentient beings, ripening them, purifying and blessing them. He is clad in monk's robes, which do not touch his body, but remain just a few centimeters away from it, showing the power of his realizations. The Buddha's aspect is very peaceful. Every atom of his holy body has the power to grant realizations. The right hand over the Buddha's knee is touching the moon disc in the earth-touching mudra, symbolizing his control of all negativities by his infinite great love. His left hand holds a bowl in his lap containing the four nectars of immortality, universal medicine, purification, and transcendental wisdom. And the Buddha's face is very beautiful. His loving, smiling, and compassionate gaze is directed towards you and simultaneously all sentient beings. Guru Shakyamuni is free of all judgmental, critical thoughts and accepts you and everyone just as you are. His eyes are long, narrow, and very peaceful. His lips are red. His earlobes long. His hair is blue-black, and each hair is individually curled to the right. Each feature of his holy body represents an aspect of his omniscient mind. Now sit for a moment. Visualize the light streaming forth entering into you and all beings everywhere. Feel the loving, compassionate, and wisdom that comes with this nectar light. This light is in the nature of blissful energy, and it purifies all diseases of the body and activates and renews the functioning of your entire nervous system. So now continuing to visualize the light pouring forth from Guru Shakyamuni, entering into you, purifying and blessing you, we chant together 21 times the mantra for Shakyamuni Buddha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muniye Soha. 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 And now feel that the Buddha's energies have entered your body, speech, and mind, filled you with great happiness, dispelled all wrong and impure conceptions. You receive the infinite knowledge of the Buddha's holy body, holy speech, and holy mind. Now visualize that the Buddha melts into light, which absorbs into you. Your body, speech, and mind become one with Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's holy body, holy speech, and holy mind in the form of all-encompassing space. Concentrate on this. And now beams are emitted from the pores of your own body, which is in the aspect of Buddha, towards all sentient beings, entering into their bodies, dispelling all their obscurations and negative karma of body, speech, and mind, and they all become Buddha. In this way, any beings that appear as Buddha, and all the places that appear as pure places. And now rejoice, thinking how wonderful it is that I have enlightened all sentient beings. And now we will dedicate with Master Shantideva's dedication, page 23 of the prayer book. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.